Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, February 4th, 2019. Today is World Cancer Day. The Berlin Memorial for Persecuted Homosexuals during the Nazi era has been damaged again. The police announced on Monday of last week that black paint had been smeared on the memorial, which was designed by the Berlin artist duo Elm Green and Dragset in Ebertstrasse. The damage was discovered by a security guard, and since a political motive for the crime is suspected, the State Police Department of the State Criminal Investigation Office has taken over the investigation. The memorial has been the target of unknown perpetrators several times. The monument in the Tiergarten was opened to the public in the spring of 2008. On the 10th anniversary, Federal President Frank-Walter Steinmeier had asked for forgiveness for the injustice done to homosexuals even in the first decades of the Federal Republic. One night after the Mitte office of Amazon was vandalized, as previously reported by Berlin Briefing, delivery vehicles of the online mail order business were set on fire in Karlshorst and Gesundbrunnen. In all cases, the police assume that left-wing extremists committed the crimes. Shortly after 2 a.m. on Friday, a resident of the Karlshorster Wallensteinstrasse noticed a fire burning in the front area of a Toyota transporter and alerted the fire brigade. According to local residents, firefighters had problems opening a hydrant, which is why the flames spread quickly to a second van, and both vehicles were burned out completely. Leaking petrol ran across the street and ignited so that a portable toilet went up in flames as well. Another arson attack occurred around 2:30 a.m. A local resident noticed fire coming from a Mercedes van on Eulerstrasse in Gesundbrunnen and called the fire brigade to extinguish the fire. The heat also damaged a vehicle parked close by. Officers took until early afternoon to secure evidence from all affected vehicles. The State Security Department of the State Criminal Investigation Office, which is responsible for prosecuting politically motivated crimes, has taken over the investigation. The attacks on the cars did not primarily affect the corporation, which the left-wing extremists regard as a symbol of unleashed capitalism. It affects entrepreneurs working on behalf of Amazon on their own account, as well as the uninvolved car owners. Amazon itself did not want to comment on the attacks and the cars. A spokesperson simply said, quote, "The safety of our employees, customers, and partners is our top priority." As usual, Amazon and its partners offer customers all services. There were 34 politically motivated arson attacks in 2018. For the company, the first attacks of this kind were in Berlin. In the past, vehicles from groups such as Deutsche Telekom, the catering service provider Sodexo, Deutsche Bahn, and property management companies have already gone up in flames. Last year, according to the police in Berlin, 34 presumably politically motivated arson attacks took place, 7 of them on buildings or, quote, other facilities. 40 vehicles were directly set on fire, and 20 other vehicles were affected. Not all politically motivated arson attacks came from left-wing extremists. There were also right-wing extremist attacks in Neukölln, for example, and attacks against cars belonging to Turkish nationalists. In the freezing cold, more than 150 pupils, parents, and teachers gathered in front of the Hausautoschule primary school in Reinickendorf, where a classmate aged 11, per media reports, took her own life, most likely because the fifth grader could no longer endure bullying at the school. On the steps of the school, people placed candles and flowers. Behind them was a photo of the child, described as calm and sweet, interested in art, music, and sports. Before that, anti-bullying trainer Karsten Stahl called out in a loud voice to finally do something about bullying that kills, stating that, quote, "Together, we are strong." Stahl demanded that Senator Sandra Shiris of the SPD accept the help he had offered her several times, adding that if she doesn't, she'll have to resign. Stahl, himself the father of two children, is doing preventative work with his campaign Stop Mobbing or Stop Bullying at over 150 schools throughout Germany, remarking that, quote, the number of cases of bullying at schools has risen massively. In September of 2018, Stahl spoke at an anti-bullying event organized by SPD constituency representative Thorsten Kage near the primary school. He asked the 150 or so pupils whether they had ever been so badly bullied that they thought of committing suicide, and 25 of them had raised their hands. Stahl said, quote, students and parents feel abandoned. School Senator Shiris must finally take these issues seriously and not just open daycare centers. Stahl is calling for comprehensive prevention and education and demanding that teachers and social workers should be trained in this area. He believes it is not acceptable that on average only one school psychologist per 350 pupils can be found in Berlin. According to reporting in the Berliner Zeitung, at the Hausautoschule there have been more cases of bullying for over a year. Daniel Richter of the Parents Association stated that all age groups, boys and girls, and all nationalities are affected. Teachers and school management are aware of this because the Parents Association recently dealt with it and brought it to their attention. Nevertheless, according to Richter, no action was taken and the school principal stalled discussions. Principal Daniela Walter denies that things were being hushed up. She told the RBB that the school had conflict leaders and good social workers. Norman Heise, chairman of the State Parents Committee, stated to the Berliner Zeitung, quote, the process tragically shows that you have to deal with each case of bullying individually. And if it is true that all levels were informed by the Parents Association, then from my point of view, it is negligent that there was no reaction. SPD Member of Parliament Thorsten Kage remarked that, quote, when something terrible happens in Berlin like this, the same thing happens. The victim is made a perpetrator. Politicians must take the issue more seriously. Michael Schulz of the Grey Party, who had taken care of school bullying there in his time as district councillor, added, quote, the district office and schools talk quietly so as not to damage their reputations, and sometimes even blame the victims. Beate Stoffers, spokeswoman for Education Senator Shiris, announced that the school will create opportunities for mourning after the winter holidays. After the school authorities learned of the case on Tuesday, violence and crisis psychologists were sent to the school. The governing mayor Michael Mueller of the SPD and Shiris expressed their concern that the school administrators are investigating the case closely. If you find yourself in a seemingly hopeless situation and are contemplating suicide and cannot or do not want to seek help from family or friends, you can find anonymous counseling and pastoral care offers here in Berlin by following the link in our show notes. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.